This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Couple emails here to start off. You can reach us, email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. This woman reached out to us maybe about 2 hours ago. Says, please keep me anonymous. It's 4 a.m. I'm currently sitting in the waiting room at the ER because I broke a dude's penis.
Jesus.
So many thoughts are running through my mind, and I'm so freaking embarrassed. I had to share it with someone, so I thought of you guys. I'm 21 and curvy. By no means a big girl.
Yeah.
But I broke a dude's dong.
Yeah, you sure did. You pile-drived it to nothingness.
I was on top, and things were getting hot with like 8 T's. I finished.
Yeah.
And then continued on so he could get his. We were in the middle of swapping positions while still going at it when all of a sudden I thought he finished too.
Don't get risky.
Based on his reaction, I thought he was, you know, finishing. It was so intense for a brief moment. I was so proud of how intense he looked, only to have the bubble quickly popped as he pushed me off, ran to the bathroom, and puked.
Oh.
You puke right away from it.
You have to puke right away. I don't even think I'd stay awake for it. I think my body.
You just always want to shut down, Andy. You just always want to shut down.
You know why?
That's what he hopes. Extreme pain, man.
Yeah, you hope to God you just shut down, right?
Yeah.
Like shut down and then wake up and they've done it all.
Shock. Like shock gets you through. Mm.
She says it all happens too fast. I was so confused. I didn't know what was happening. He came out a few minutes later screaming, "It's purple and bleeding!"
Oh my God. Because the blood comes right out of
it. Then literally started crying, like ugly crying, because I didn't know what to do except apologize over and over.
Oh, broke a man's penis that day.
After a few minutes more of him being in extreme pain, I convinced him to go to the hospital, but he refused to let me drive him. It was the most terrifying car ride of my life. He's slamming his head on the steering wheel in pain.
Oh God.
I've been sitting in the waiting room ever since we got to the ER, and I'm just anxious as F not knowing what's going on with him and his dong. But wait, there's more.
There's more?
I'm 2 years older than him. I was his biggest crush in high school. I knew he was into me back then, and I used to kind of tease him, but I wasn't interested, but I love being a tease. This poor guy has literally been waiting years to have a shot with me.
Oh, and you broke it.
He was telling me about this was like his dreams finally coming true.
Should have left it as just a fantasy.
Yeah. Never really works, does it?
It was all going good and hot and passionate. Then I broke his...
Yeah.
I don't know who else to tell. Please let me know if you get this and if anything to say you to calm my nerves because I'm freaking out.
Well, let me put you at ease. I had a buddy who... He broke his. And I think it turned out okay.
Usually it's fine. I just saw an episode of that Sex Sent Me to the ER.
Oh, yeah.
And... the guy, there was a lasting effect with him. He couldn't have kids.
Oh, my God. Wow.
That's not making him feel better.
Yeah, I don't. I've never really sat down with my buddy and,
well,
and
here to make people make feel good. Better.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I know.
He'll never reproduce.
That could happen, but most of the time it seems like they just drain it. It's terrifying.
Yeah, and then they reposition it.
They put it back together and then...
You don't get past that with, they're not in a relationship, so, I mean, if you're in a relationship, you don't get past that. Like,
no, if that was their first time together and that happened, I think you're, are you through?
Done. Yeah, that's through.
Yeah. She's got a cool nickname now. Everybody can call it the Dong Destroyer.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That is a cool nickname.
Yeah. My advice, be careful on top.
God damn. That's the best of it.
There needs to be. First life lesson you just learned there.
Absolutely, Lisa. It's good
advice.
Very careful.
You know, it's not just on the girl, though.
She won't want to be.
No, the guy's got to help.
You got to know your length.
The guy's got to help keep everything steady.
Yeah.
I've said it a million times.
Still, a woman can move a wrong way, and I've had that happen. And it can.
That's why you guide.
Yeah. How far off is a girl jumping? She coming down from the ceiling on you?
Doing some WWE stuff.
The frog splash on the top
exactly.
Rope.
Exactly. How is Dave in any trouble here?
All right.
Oh, I've said it a million times. You keep your hands on those hips.
Well, also, too, like, you can...
How are you going to say this?
You can go up at the same time.
That's
if
it,
you feel
kind of,
like
if
any kind of crushing action might happen.
That's exactly right. You just stay with it. Thrust out.
No one should just be like, whatever. Break it.
Yeah, I mean, like, how are
they going to break it?
How are they to know?
You're going to snap it.
It'd be so hard to get past that.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, you could get past, like, if I, you know, in a marriage or whatever, you'd be like, but all the time it would be like, you broke my penis.
Well, that's something. I mean, I've got it
all
on
the
you.
Time.
My yeah. penis.
I'd bring it up a lot.
You broke my penis.
Oh, my God.
Like, every time you wanted me to do something dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, will you take out the trash? No, you broke my penis.
Well, trash is... You gotta
like,
use
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry.
Like, you know how you want me to go to your brother-in-law's?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Save it for a really...
Yeah, when you... Yeah, your brother-in-law's having that party. Remember that time you broke my penis?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
How about I'm not going?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I guess you could use it to your advantage. I have to email her back and say, hey, let us know what happens.
Give her a little bit of like, hey, Chuck said it happened to his friend and it's fine. It ends up fine.
Chuck's friend was fine. After
don't listen. And don't listen to what we said.
And tell her that said Andy saw a show where a guy wasn't.
Don't.
No. We're not saying that.
Tell her don't listen to Andy. Be careful on top.
Okay. Lisa says be careful on top.
Something all women should know.
They need to know. And guys need to know. They got to watch it.
I think that it's dangerous for guys when you would encounter like an on top person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's their thing. Like that's their.
Well, it shouldn't be their thing. It should just be her only thing.
No, it shouldn't. Yeah, it should.
But it should be one of the things.
Yeah, that's
change it up thing.
No,
but do it. I'm saying like if a girl, like she said, she was on top and that's where, well, but that's where she finished. Mm.
Right,
she finishes
right.
on top. That's the scariest part of anything because you're the most, I think you're the most primal you
nuts.
Are when that's about to happen.
But everybody, obviously you're with the wrong person.
You got to work together.
Yeah.
Connection, like you should be able to handle that.
Well, nothing says you don't connect like breaking it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy said the only thing my wife crushes is my dreams. And this guy said, I think as a guy, we've all had this happen and it's the most terrifying thought in the world to think of it breaking.
Sure.
Yeah, like mine, I think, sprained or something. Like, it was close.
You had something close happen.
It was bad pain, but luckily wasn't broken.
But
it happened during a shift in position.
Right. Well, that's this one, too. It was a shift in, like, you know what? It's okay to get out of there.
Yeah.
Switch it up and go back
well,
at
you
it.
You gotta switch it up, but.
Yeah, you gotta switch it up.
Like, don't try, but everyone's trying to have sex like Prince Lise. Like, everyone's Prince. Trying to have sex like Prince.
Prince.
You know like what Prince. I mean? Like, Prince is like.
Yeah, he'll twist you around.
Purple rain.
He's effing all over the place, Chuck.
But, like, he never leaves.
He says
area.
He's not flexible.
Chuck's like a ballet person.
Yeah.
I know. When it comes to sex, I guess, he's flexible.
No, I mean,
my pain
shuts off. No.
Don't just lay back with your hands behind your head and let it go.
Don't do that.
You got to help. You got to help, man.
You're not Prince.
You got to be involved. Get in there. Be involved.
Because we have a guy.
Be
too,
involved.
Right?
Don't have sex like Prince. All tips we're making.
Yeah.
You can exit.
Yeah. Then switch. Safely switch positions.
Don't switch like Prince.
No, yeah. But it's nice to keep it in.
Well, yeah. That's fun.
You can make it happen.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but you almost broke yours off, and it's 9 inches.
Okay, let's go to Alex, who's with us. Alex, good morning. You're on with Dan and Chuck the Freak.
I mean, that should never happen.
Howdy, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, first time caller, long time listener, Ripcord. I wanted to say all that. It's crazy. So I get to the story real quick. I broke my dong, too.
Oh,
I did.
No. Yeah. You sound real chipper for having that happen.
Well, he's happy now. I bet he wasn't then.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, we were getting hot and heavy, and this girl just, she, you know, really slammed on me, and I cried, threw up, you know, did the same thing, screamed, went to the hospital. The doc's like, you're going to be all right. We're going to fix it. It was a relief. And then all of a sudden, like, it took like 6 months to really, get back to it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, I have a crook, so.
Yeah, and I think my buddy got a crook out of it, too.
I mean, I thought about the crook.
Yeah.
You get a crook.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't even say anything.
He's going to bend one way and get a crook.
You get a crook, and we'll scar tissue, and you got to watch that stuff, because that'll turn into stuff.
Yeah. My buddy said that his was, like, the bottom was still.
Yeah.
and then it was folded over.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It went.
That's not how it remained. That's just how it was when it broke.
When it broke, he looked down.
It looks like the head just went, oh God.
Yes. Was folded, oh God, but folded backwards.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so when it snapped like that, I mean, there's going to be, you don't know which way it's going to go when it heals. You know, it's going to heal and then it's going to bend. Mm-hmm. Up, down, left, or right.
You know, we cast or something. We
yeah, like a sort of
I don't know. Plant. I don't know. I'm sure that they do put you in something, right?
Oh my God.
They probably do.
They probably do. Because yeah. I don't think you can get a boner.
I think he's bandaged up like he was in a horrible accident.
Penis splint.
Let's oh, see if God. It comes here up. We go.
Let's
huh?
just see if it's a thing.
We've already seen how disgusting, though. We've already seen
that. It's an emergency product. Splinting the penis following microvascular reconstruction. Then there's like rings you can put on.
Look at those things. Jeez.
Look at this.
That is a crazy
It's like
device.
A traction device for groin trauma. Ooh, the words groin trauma groin together trauma are bad. Good. Look at it. Looks like something you use to ski with.
It looks like a mixture of a fishing pole
and a ski pole.
Like, you know what I mean? It's got the little eye on the end.
Looks like a harness for like a C&I dog that the blind guy will hold on to.
It looks like what your wiener would wear if it was going skydiving or mountain climbing.
By itself.
It's very odd. I don't know what it's doing. Obviously, that's going around your balls at the top.
Or is this?
No, I think that's the head. I think you're strapping the head down. You're pulling it down.
So you think this is the bottom and this is the top?
Why is it the color of traffic lights?
Can't make heads or tails out of it.
Red is bad.
Stop.
Yellow is better and green is good.
Caution. Go.
It comes in tactical black and ivory.
Oh. I'll take tactical black.
I need tactical colors.
Lee. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Not too bad, man. How's it going?
Good. So this listener is emailing us from the emergency room this morning. She broke her high school crush's penis and is devastated. You had a story to share.
Yes, I broke mine years ago. It was from a waterbed. I was on the end. She was on top. Didn't have total control. She snapped it, but it healed on its own, and I'm good.
Did you? Okay. So everyone who has messaged us about it has thrown up and screamed. What'd you do?
Excuse me?
Did you throw up?
No.
Oh, so your pain wasn't as intense as the other guys. But was it like...
kind of...
Yeah. All right, there.
Yeah, you can't trust. We got to make sure people with water beds don't call in.
We have a ban on people.
Can't
that
trust anyone with a water bed.
Jason, that's got to go to with Jason's questions. Yeah. Do you have a water bed? Because if they do, they're going to swear. And,
yeah.
You have a water bed?
Can ask that let's after see. If the story involves diddling kids.
You know you can't swear. Do you own a water bed?
Yeah.
Don't say any brand products. And then, do you have a waterbed before I forget?
Add that to the juice question, Liam. I think I hung up on a broken penis guy.
That's sorry. Fine. I don't know how many more I can how really can we, even.
Someone says his dong is going to look like Owen Wilson's nose.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever the same again.
No, dude.
It's never the same
call
again.
Call it Owen.
Yeah. Hey, Owen. Hey, is Owen coming out to play?
Give Owen a kiss?
Go visit Owen.
She's like, no, because Owen's not very attractive.
Yeah, he's got that weird.
Oh, this guy said benefit of being a 31-year-old virgin. Never had a broken dong.
Oh, God.
Just a broken soul.
Also never felt the touch of a woman.
James will slide it home for
you. Yeah, he will.
Oh, man. A lot of guys holding their balls right now. Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. So I feel for this woman. Because
I think every guy's had a close call, but I don't think all guys know that it can happen.
That it can snap?
That it can, and what happens
Here's
after that?
Here's the problem. You have to know. You have to know going in. Knowing's half the battle.
Mm.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it is. It's almost as if you got to, like, show people, like, the pictures of them. Like, they show car accidents to, like, people so they don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Just like to scare people.
Yeah, just because you got to grab those hips.
Grab the hips.
Be careful on top. Don't have sex like Prince. Grab the hips.
Know your length.
You know your
grab
length.
Grab those hips.
Grab your hips.
Osei, can you see?
Osei.
Okay, let's go to this lady here who works in an operating room. You've seen a lot of broken penises.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Crazy night. Get a call, 2 a.m., got a 25-year-old, apparently has a broken penis, and he said word for word, woke up with a boner, and slipped over in his bed and broke it. We're in the operating room, right? We're just finishing up, and the doc gets another call. And he said, we're not even out of the operating room. And the nurse said, we have another 25-year-old that broke their penis and word for word said the same thing. Woke up with a boner, flipped over on the bed, and broke it. I'm not kidding you. The doctors never had two in a row on the same night. And I thought they were from a damn frat house. Because they're both 25, and they both said the same thing.
Sounds like they're getting boners and jumping on the bed. Like doing...
like a belly flop.
Belly flop. Boner flop.
It doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, no. There's something. Those are connected.
I think those two guys broke each other.
They broke each other.
You bros ready for the annual boner
flop? Nobody admitted it was from rough sex. They all said, oh, I woke up and rolled over.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's what they say. Huh?
Well, and I do think there is some saving of the woman that goes on here.
Like they don't throw them under the bus?
Right. I think there's some saving of the woman. You know, like this guy, he brought this girl with him. I would never bring the girl, especially if she was just someone. If she's just someone I'm banging, I'm not going to bring her.
Usually they go with you because they're like, they're helping you because I couldn't drive myself.
Yeah, this guy drove himself. No, he didn't need to bring her.
Like, I'm so sorry.
You can be like, that's okay.
For you.
There's no reason for us to talk ever again.
The dude usually wants to bang again. A lot of times it's like your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, but this is the truth. The girl's going to have to wait 6 months for you to just get a boner that's okay. So? 6 months is a long time when you're just dating each other.
Yeah, but she did it. If you,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. Stand by your man is not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Well, okay, so we're hoping this lady gives us an update. If she does, we'll update you tomorrow morning and find out what's happened to this guy's dong. But we wish him well, and don't you know, accidents happen, lady.
Just be careful.
Grab the hips, thrust up.
Be careful on top, as Lisa says.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, one more groin trauma, kind of, not really trauma, but incident to share with you here. This guy said, ever since we moved from Detroit, we've been listening to you guys. We've sung your praises to the people of San Diego and Charlotte, North Carolina, hoping you will air here at some point. Well, last night, something I could have never thought have happened. Me and my wife, we love spicy food, so we made super spicy chicken wings. The Scoville unit on the sauce was over 2 million.
Jesus.
That's too high.
That's too many.
We ate them. Then one thing happened. Next thing happened. We take a shower together. Things start happening. We wash ourselves up, even brushed our teeth before hopping into bed for sexy time. Well, my wife went down for an HJ and then BJ. Within 30 seconds, my unit was on fire.
Hot fire.
Balls too. Unbearable pain. We thought we had gotten all the chili oil out of our mouths and off our hands, but apparently not.
No.
At the same time, I was digitally going after my wife. Her bits started to catch on fire.
Well, at least you've done it to each other.
Yes.
We hopped back in the shower, spent 20 minutes in there washing as best we could. It was by far the most ruined sexy time in my whole life.
I don't think the shower helps, right?
It just makes it worse, right?
You got to get some milk and dunk her in there.
Dude, the shower does not help. It's a bad thing.
No, you got to dunk your unit in milk.
What do you do with a girl?
I had pepper juice on my shaft. Yeah,
I had pepper juice on my shaft.
I did. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. We're not laughing,
and it's no fun.
It's not a joke, and it's no fun.
Was trying to eat healthy.
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
Touched a seed.
I had a real hot pepper. And then I gave him a what for. Yep. And then he gave me a what for.
Yeah, he did.
I had pepper juice on
my
shaft.
How long did it take before you realized, oh, there's some heat going on? Was it like an instant thing
It was pretty quick. I was like, something ain't right. Then I was like,
And the thing is, I guarantee they don't take that little Scoville test or whatever it is, the 2 million. I don't think they take it with anyone's dong.
No, and this wasn't a 2 million Scoville.
Right.
This was just like serrano just peppers or something. Mm. It was just like kind of a spicy pepper. Yeah.
Someone said a turkey baster full of milk might help that lady.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but.
Yeah, and I went. I just adjusted, and it was just like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Like, what if you really got in there?
I hopped in the shower and cried like Ace Ventura in that scene. I was like, ugh.
So they ate chicken wings? Is that what they were eating?
Yeah.
I would never eat chicken wings and then have sex right after.
Odd.
Because of the risk.
Yeah, well, and it's like, I eat a lot of chicken wings, man.
For me, really it's just hot. About the, I'm going to have to poop any second.
Yeah. It's not, there's no chicken wings way. Doesn't put sexy
in,
time.
Doesn't put me in a sexy mood.
Never, no.
That's maybe not sexy after food. Sex.
Yeah, there's a great maybe. Idea. Yeah, sex yeah. then chicken wings.
That's
yeah.
kind of wild, too, though.
Yeah, it is.
Just have sex and get some chicken wings.
Fry up some chicken wings in the hot oil.
You got to have sex early on.
There you go. That's the thing. There you go, sex lover. First, and then you have your wings, man.
There you go, lover.
There you go, lover.
I made some chicken wings.
I wouldn't say no to you. I've got to say.
I understand it. It's just a wild post-sex move. To cook up some chicken wings.
Yeah, it really is. Well, it's wild pre-sex, too.
It is wild pre-sex.
It's a bad pre-sex food.
It is. So good luck to everyone out there and all your bits. Your hot bits, your broken bits.
Hot bits.
Watch your bits.
What careful on top. People said they'd wear a Be Careful on Top t-shirt.
No.
Be careful on top. Guys should wear that shirt.
Be careful on top. We've been saying that.
This is someone else said, mine didn't break, but when she came down on it, it pushed all the blood out of my dong.
Whoa.
And ruptured vessels in my sack.
He got very lucky.
My sack blew up like a grapefruit full of blood.
So it
had to go to the ER for that.
Yeah, like it pushed a hard thing through the, there's like there's stuff that holds it and it penetrated that.
Oh my
good
God.
Gracious.
You might have lost an inch.
Hey, Hulk hips, keep it down.
Yeah, hold on to those hips. Dressed up.
Just you got to ride that out.
Stay with her.
But I mean, sometimes your hands are elsewhere, right?
Yeah, it don't matter. You better get up after.
You get them back as soon as you can.
I think if you're going to do this, you better do that.
You can be all over the place.
You're going to do this? Better do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So many tips.
Full of tips.
You should teach a class. That's
like something. It's only something guys with small penises
can
teach.
There's like a whole class of dudes like practicing it.
Well, if I could do anything for the world, I would.
That's a hell of a legacy.
Nice,
Chuck.
Very nice. one more quick call. Noelle had something to add. Hi, Noelle.
Hi.
How are you?
This is one of the scariest things.
Hi, my husband's going to kill me.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
So a couple years back, he was having really bad leg pain. So I don't know if it was like a biofreeze or an aspirin cream or whatever it was.
Biofreeze.
Yeah, rubbed it all over his leg. Well, washed my hands. A couple hours go by. We start fooling around, hands are everywhere, genitals are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Well, the biofreeze didn't quite wash off all the way, so we were like beating each other up trying to get to the sink to wash it off because it was just burning. Mouths were burning, genitals were burning, everything was on fire.
Yeah. Any kind of that icy stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I had that one mishap where I didn't even, I don't know how dumb I was when I rubbed it. I had like pulled my... the muscle on the inside of my leg.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just put some Icy Hot on that.
Got on your sack?
Got on my sack.
Mm. Yeah, it's no fun.
And I was in the shower, much like you said, where you're just like almost weeping and just washing and washing and washing. And it's doing nothing. It's absolutely doing nothing.
That's the freakiest part is when you're like.
And the water makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's like.
Oh, it's bad.
It's like when you have like. Something minty and then drink something cold in your mouth and it makes it like 50 times colder in your mouth, you know?
I just had that
That's
yesterday.
What happens was going down on down there.
It's crazy.
Watch your bits, people. Be careful out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Some people email us from time to time with the question, am I a pervert?
And they are.
Most times it's yes.
Well, yeah. Well, it all depends.
It can go either way.
It absolutely can go either way. But are you wondering that right now? Are you doing something? Have you done something that makes you think, am I a pervert?
All right, am I on the air?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Is it okay if you trap women in a basement?
Let's ask around the room here.
I make skin dresses out of them.
Yes.
No, you're not a perv.
Wait, no, we're split. I believe you are.
Am
I
just a psychopath?
I'm a psychopath.
Yeah, I'm more psychopath.
I'm glad I ran that past you guys.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Hey, you two, penis. Yeah. I don't do that. God bless.
Yeah. you do that.
I absolutely do
that. Yeah, he does that.
I tuck my wiener.
Oh, yeah, you do
God
that.
And bless. I dance.
Yeah, we know he's listening. But are you less of a psychopath and wondering if you are possibly a pervert? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. So this is a different one here. This guy said, hey guys, just found the show in Tampa a few months ago. Glad to hear you guys down here. Here's something that's been bugging me for a while. Is it normal for straight guys to check out other guys' packages? I find myself doing it at urinals and in the gym locker room.
Jeez, Bo.
Now, I promise you I'm a straight man, but I'm just curious as to what other guys are packing and how I measure up.
Yeah, I think that's a...
I did not write this email. Just for I did not write this email.
You just threw in the Tampa thing in there to throw us off, yeah. James.
Some similarities, but I did not write this.
Yeah. He says, I've actually been doing this as long as I can remember. Again, I never want anything to do with those penises. It's nothing sexual, just curiosity. Are there other straight guys like me out there, or am I a pervert? I'm a nosy guy overall, even when it comes, I guess, to checking out dongs. Love the show, Straight Pecker Checker.
Straight Pecker Checker.
Damn. If I may chime in on this.
Yes.
Over to you, James.
So just checking out the package, first. I feel, is totally fine. Now, you're getting to the point of perversion if you're looking at dudes' wieners out at a urinal. I feel like now you're crossing the line.
Yeah.
But if you're just like checking out.
Have you ever caught a guy looking at you at a urinal?
No one could ever see it.
I get right, I cozy right up to that.
Oh my God, I shimmy in there.
Yeah. I'm basically
almost touching it.
The whole front of me's wet like I went on a long
Oh God.
A
little splash pad.
Yuck.
No, I mean, I know that I've caught someone at least looking over. It's much weirder when people realize who you are.
And that's when it seems to happen to me the most.
Yeah. I mean, you know they're going to try to...
The Legend of the 9 Inches.
Yeah, when we're at events, I find it awkward.
Yes. I've talked yours up so much.
Yeah, Chuck, that's the problem. Honestly, it is. That I guess people want to see if
it's not 9 soft, guys.
Yeah, no.
He said no.
It's like 7.5.
Yeah. It's like probably
Dave's wiener's like Bigfoot, man, is a legend.
Exactly.
But it's,
at the same time, mine has been talked, I've talked my own down so much that people are trying to verify.
Is it as small as you say it is?
Exactly. And
people are obsessed with genitals.
Is it more like we've become that way? Like as a society, we grew up with porn and now we're
porn
just
porn is messing with us. There's no question porn is messing with guys' brains when it comes to dongers.
Women are lucky they don't have to deal with this because they're in stalls.
Yeah.
Right? There's no fear. I mean, they may find that in a locker room.
They can't do anything else in the world without somebody.
Yeah, that's the one place they're safe.
The only place they're safe is in a stall.
Not even always.
Well, yeah, but women with other women are like fine.
Right. Yeah. Women don't do it to
big perverts.
And honestly, at the same time, you're not girls don't compare their bits to each other. Right. All of them look different. Mm-hmm. All of them are different, but they're not. They don't have the same type of thing.
Compare each other as far as boobs go, probably. Yeah. But
sure.
This guy said, I'm 33. I've never seen another guy's package in person. No desire to even peek. Well, I guess you've never been in a locker room.
I am just deadhead, though.
Like, yeah,
in
I know,
a urinal
but you're
situation.
Still, oh, in a urinal, never.
That's the straight rules, right? Like, you, straight
God.
Rules say eyes
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, so when a head turns at a
look
urinal.
Down to yours.
Down or
look
forward.
Straight up.
That's it. Absolutely. No talking, even.
No.
And you got one urinal between you.
This guy said, checking out dongs at the urinal is totally crossing the line.
I agree.
I'm going to piss on you or piss or punch you in the face or something.
Not yeah, you're going to get the wrong, yeah.
But he does say, look, sometimes you can't help it at the gym, though. Same guy said that.
Well, there are some dudes that have got it on display at the gym.
Yeah, if you're walking around.
And when you played hockey, you know, and you were in a locker room situation, everyone got nude. And some dudes are huge and they're just... They don't care, and I'm tiptoeing like a little princess over to the corner.
Tiptoeing like a princess.
The high keys on a piano playing.
Even in a locker room, you're supposed to be quick about everything.
Yeah, you are.
Some dudes are not.
No, there's a lot. And the older you get, I find that the guys linger, right? The old guys, yeah, they don't care.
Older guys don't care.
Older guys just, they're not perverted. They just don't give a damn.
But I think about my dad. And how, like, he played hockey. I would go to his hockey games. All those older dudes. They were all older. They played beer league. None of them gave a crap about each other's dong. Mm-hmm. None of them cared if they were smaller, if they were no one cared. None of those guys gave a crap. But we care a lot. Because I think we've seen them from the time we were younger now. And... You know, the ones that are huge are the ones that those dudes are getting paid to be on the site.
Skewing the brain. Yeah. That is true. Like porn, that's proven.
So this guy you think is just screwed up in the head. He doesn't say what, you know, size he is or anything, but like he's super concerned about his own size, it sounds like.
But you shouldn't be looking at people at the urinal.
No, you shouldn't. That's the scary. Urinal, if you maybe in a locker room catch a glimpse of something, well, whatever. But a urinal, if I caught a guy looking at me, like leaning over to look, I'd punch.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You're invading someone else's space. That's their genital.
Yeah. I mean, the wrong person, if you look at him, will attack you.
Yeah, but if you're like watching a porn and you're like, well, oh my God, that guy's got a gigantic Johnson.
Well,
that's
well, you can't avoid
you know,
it.
Whatever.
Porn.
It's like, whatever.
Porn, yeah. You're going to see a wiener.
But it's when you take it outside and you're like, I've got to see what other real life people are doing.
Yeah. So I think,
Andy,
yeah.
Stop.
I don't want you to peek.
This guy said, classic case of insecurity of your own dong if you're constantly measuring up to others.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but the as we said, the urinal crosses the line.
You know what's funny about that is I always feel like the guy who has this, he's fine. I bet he's fine. Mm. But there's your brain is twisted and you're like, am I fine? Am I bigger than a... Like, I know I'm not big. I don't have any kind of, you know...
Look at this guy. He said, I've got a black friend who refuses to use a urinal because he's tired of people leaning over and asking, is it true what people say about black men? So he always goes to the stall now. Oh people do that? Like it's happened to him more than once to the point he's had to go use a stall? What's wrong with dudes?
I don't know. I do know that in my life there was one time where I was at the urinal, guy next to me moseyed up. It was a black guy. He was like 2 feet away.
I just like
okay, 2 feet away, Chuck.
Dude. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You could tell there was something going on in your peripheral.
Right.
He was, and I was like, Jesus.
It's, yeah.
This guy said, I'm with a motorcycle.
I was like, Jamie Foxx.
Get out of there.
I'm with a motorcycle club. If you're standing at the urinal, you better believe one of the guys will try and freak you out, come up behind you, talk over your shoulder and say, hey, nice dong you got there. At the motorcycle club.
Hmm. There's an odd place for that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard they mess with people like that because they're like brothers and that's funny for them to mess with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy said, I saw the tip of a black guy's dong from walking behind while he was at the urinal. It was that big.
Well, I'm just saying,
I don't
yeah. Oh my.
Oh, wow. Look, I've had several. This is a black guy here. I've had several guys try to look over the urinal on me.
Hmm.
Guys, what's wrong with non-black guys? Why are you trying to take a peek? You can't do that.
Well, it's like what you're dealing with. Or you have that fear that because yours has been talked up.
You just got to quote Star Wars, I guess, if that happens. And just be like, it's true. All of it.
It is. And it is.
So here's the bottom line, dude. Are you a pervert? Well, I don't know. Kind of the urinal thing makes you a pervert. Just kind of looking around and glancing at other guys in the locker room. I guess that's all right. But trying to intentionally look at guys at a urinal, you're going to get in big trouble. Like yeah, some guy is going to see that, and some guy's going to knock your block off. So just be confident with what you got. Yeah, the respect is key.
Well, someone's going to knock
you
right out.
They're called privates for a reason.
Yeah,
right?
They're your privates.
They're my privates.
Those are my privates.
So whether you're a pervert or not, just have respect and don't look at other guys. Let them have their own private moments with their privates. Other people have been chiming in asking, am I a pervert? This one said, I enjoy pleasuring myself thinking about my girl's mom. Am I a pervert?
I don't know. How hot's the mom?
Mm, yes. Come on. There's no question here. It's 100% yes. If I'm thinking about my wife's mother, my girl's mother.
You've never thought about
it. Chuck, shut your face.
He walked into it.
It's disgusting.
He walked into it. Come on. Be honest.
I mean.
I'm going to kill you.
People have fantasies.
The same time.
At least
I think it's perverted. I think you have to separate that in your mind. You can't have any sexual feelings about a family member.
Well, no, you shouldn't. I guess what I was thinking of is like you've met someone that's not serious. Then you go to their place. They have a super hot mom. Is that, are you a pervert for thinking someone's hot?
No, I guess
you're
that's
not.
Different. I'll give you that.
But
when you're married,
you shouldn't. Married.
Even like dating.
Serious relationship. Yeah. It's different.
It's totally different.
But half the moms out there are banging the people's boyfriends and whatnot anyway.
Very true.
Does no one know what knock your block off means? Is that like a saying? I said that and people are questioning it.
I mean, you should know what it means, but it's kind of an outdated.
Yeah, it's 1920 term, but.
I'll knock your block off, you're saying?
Yeah.
I'll knock your block off.
Maybe I know it from old timey cartoons.
Fighting Joe Lewis. Knock the guy's block off then.
I knocked your block off.
From the 20s.
Joe Lewis. Wins another one. Knocked his block off, I tell you.
I'm going to do the Charleston on the top of the Empire State Building. It just don't stop that.
Oh, Al Beck said he understood me. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. That's
not a
good sign.
Yep. He's 94 years old in his head. Someone said, next one, I don't do anything crazy, but I do smell the seed after women get up at work.
Well, then you just said
we've talked for many years about the guy we worked with.
I don't do something crazy, then say you do something crazy.
Yeah. That's ultimate and pervy.
I don't do anything crazy. I just dress up like a giraffe. And
if you do something,
in my basement.
If you're doing something that anyone else who got caught doing would lose their job,
Then you're perverted. 100%. Smelling someone's seat. There's not even a maybe. It's 100% perverted.
Well, yeah. You're weird.
Yeah, like that person that would smell those seats. Like
we worked with the guy that did it, and you couldn't have met a bigger pervert.
No, and they wouldn't fire him because he was the only one who knew anything about a certain device.
He was smelling all kinds of seats, that guy, too, right?
Oh, every time a girl got up.
When Dave scolds you guys, it's like early Christmas. I love you guys. Early Christmas. Someone said, is it perverted to ask my wife for sexual favors after I've gone out of my way to feel like I deserve it?
What does he mean?
What the hell does that even mean?
James, can you kind of interpret?
I think what he's saying is he's gone out of his way to like clean the house, cut the grass.
Oh, he's done all the chores.
So maybe now you might want to reward me with some mouth stuff, or maybe I can put my feet somewhere.
I think it loses its edge. I think if you're like, you know, I took the garbage out and I did the dishes and I cleaned the hallway.
There should be no reward involved. It's just sort of living together.
I can see it as a jokey. Like, if you did it as a joke, like, hey, you know, I did a lot around the house today. Like, that kid, but not like, hey, so I did this, this, and this. You better do this.
Yeah.
That's
make
different.
With the sex, lady.
I just think
it's all in the presentation.
They don't like that.
I think bringing it up, you're going down a bad road. What you do is you do all those things so that the person's in a great mood, and then you just
you know, you, you know, try and make out with him or what. You know what I mean? Like, you've done those things so that the girl, because girls look at things and they're like, oh, God, that has to be done. This needs to be done. This needs to be done. The less of that
that's in their head,
maybe they'll do stuff with you.
Yeah.
But right?
That's why you do stuff.
You can't
as a really guy. Ask it. You can try and initiate it, but don't come right out and say, hey, I did this, so you got to do
can't.
That.
You just got no
I think that fails.
That's kind of, well, I don't know if perverted or just an a-hole.
Got no game, man.
So this guy who texted in, by the way, if you have a question wondering, am I a pervert, you can join the conversation. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. James is laughing at something over there. We'll see you in a second. This guy said, I sniff my wife's panties while pleasuring myself. Am I a pervert?
I think that's totally fine. I think you're good. You put a ring on it.
It's your wife.
You liked it. You put a ring on it.
There is something as weird as if it was anyone else in the world.
You know what? I disagree.
You still think it's perverted?
Because I think a lot of wives wouldn't want to walk in.
But I think a lot of wives would be okay with it.
Then, yeah. I mean, it's a fetishy thing.
Yeah, it's
fetishy.
I don't know if you're a perv. It's a fetishy thing.
Yeah.
That's 100%.
The only person it matters to is your wife. If your wife thinks you're a pervert, you're a pervert. Yeah. But if she's okay with it, then you're fine. So you know your wife. You're the only one that can answer
okay,
that.
I'll say this. Maybe you're not even a pervert. Maybe your wife is just like a real prude. So, but whatever, however she feels about stuff, that's the only thing that matters.
You're a perv if you steal underwear and smell them.
Yeah, and you don't know the person. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's perv.
Okay, so this is a 28-year-old Mexican girl who texted us. She loves porn. She says, I watch so much porn, I have a stockpile of different vibes. And I've arranged some special situations for myself, including multiple other people to look at me. I'm a completely normal teacher. I do charity work. But I'm thinking of getting railed the whole time. Am I a pervert?
Just a sexual being.
You're a sexual person.
You may have a sex addiction.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's perverted.
You got your education.
You can't even do charity work without thinking about sex. You may have an issue.
Yeah,
right. There may be something else going on there. You should be able to do normal everyday things in life without thinking about sex all the time.
Really?
It comes up from time to time, but you shouldn't. It shouldn't be like a one track mind of sex, charity, sex.
Mm-hmm.
I only think about sex during charity.
That's all I think about.
That's super weird.
That's why I don't do charity.
Okay, other people have questions here. Am I a perv if I save my ex's nudes after a breakup?
As long as your current partner, partner, it kind of...
Playing with fire there,
it's,
Bob.
It's fire. It's fire.
It matters, too.
I don't...
You're not a perv, necessarily.
Like it's not pervy. It's your property.
Yeah.
It's not pervy, but boy... Do you need it still?
Yeah, you should get rid of that if you want to move on.
Yeah.
This guy says, I take dong pics and make them into characters so it's not so offensive when I send them to random women. Am I perverted?
No, you're an artist.
So like he dresses his dong up like Charlie Chaplin or something? Or
yeah, like he would take a picture and then add a bunch of little gif things to it.
Yeah, or like little pictures like on Snapchat. You could put like little eyeballs and like mouths and stuff. So now
he's an artist. So it's like a less threatening wiener pic.
Mm. Yeah, you're sending like a caricature of a wiener, but it's still a real wiener.
Is he a pervert for doing that?
He's a pervy comedian artist.
He says he's sending them to random women. How random are we talking? Because that could be pervy.
Well, he's pervy. There's no question he's pervy. But he has something.
So this is a take on this. This is a guy wondering, did he encounter a pervert? He said, I heard you talk about a gym weirdo the other day. So I had to share my story. I was at the gym after work late at night, like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's only me and two other people in there. As I'm working out, minding my own business, this guy comes up to me trying to get my attention. So I take one of my headphones out, and he starts telling me how God loved me and was ready to save me.
Oh, thanks. God bless.
Boy.
So I said, hey, buddy, save your time. I'm not the religious type, but I really don't want to hear it. So I put my headphone back in, go back to my workout. He comes back over and starts to tell me that he can heal me.
He asked me,
do my feet hurt from work? And before I really had a chance to answer or even realize what was happening, he bent down and started to say a prayer while holding my feet.
Oh, yeah.
He's a foot guy. Foot weirdo.
I just sat there awkwardly till he stopped and then said, no, I don't feel anything.
He said, I'm a 23-year-old guy that's in good shape, but I've really never had anything like this happen to me before in my life.
You had a foot perv. These foot pervs are geniuses at putting someone in such a weird scenario.
That they're confused.
That they're confused and just deal with it.
They're confused during it so they don't react right away.
It's always after they realize, oh, God, it's weird. I had a guy at the gym today hold my feet. Oh, my God. A perv.
I mean, I'm just different, I guess, because I just never let a man get close to my feet.
We'll see about that.
The second.
Just Chuck.
He said, I was wondering if you guys think he was just trying to cop a feel at my feet or if he was just a religious weirdo and that's
what
he was.
I mean.
He was a foot fetish dude.
Foot fetish.
He wanted to hold your feet.
He was using religion as a veil.
And I assume he's wearing shoes, though, still. He's probably still in. She's not.
Yeah, but he probably got right up close and he's like smelling. You don't even get it, like how just being close to feet for these dudes is like a thrill.
Oh, this is a woman? I thought this was a man.
Oh, I thought it was a man.
No, this is a guy.
Yeah,
this is
a guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But just being close to feet, they love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like all the foot freak that we busted on the show.
He was a dude. Or whatever.
The foot sniffer.
You have to understand, they look at feet the same way that like I would look at a great ass.
Like, that is the sexy part of a body to them.
Yeah.
Right?
And, like, if your face was right beside you, you'd be like, this, my face is fine where it's at.
Right, if my face was in between a set of boobs.
Exactly.
In between a set of
feet. So when they're like that, that's that kind of gratification that they're getting. And it always happens to dudes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm
always happens.
I don't know.
Women,
listen,
too, but.
Well,
a lot of guys.
The dudes.
I know I'm naive, but I would never let a dude pick up my feet or touch my feet at the gym.
Yeah.
You know, not for any reason. So, dude, you encountered a foot perv.
You sure did.
Just don't let him touch you ever again.
I can heal your feet. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Someone said,
but I let a perv wash my feet. And
that was a different situation. It was part of the ceremony at the church, right?
Yeah.
That's what they told you.
Well, that's what he did, but I think it was just veiled.
That's a known thing, though. There's a foot washing ceremony. We looked it up before, and it is a thing.
I know, but then.
It's not just his thing.
But then, when he, like, left, when he, like, fled the church and disappeared with his manservant guy.
Well, that's different.
Then you realize after, like, okay, so there was a reason why he included that in that ceremony
what
and
I'm
made
saying
eight guys
is, though,
get washed.
I understand why you went along with it because it's something that could happen during a religious ceremony.
Right.
It's not something that would make me say, no, you're not washing my feet.
But it's just so crazy because the whole time I was like, I don't want this to happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to get up in front of everybody and have a guy who's already asked me if I had gay thoughts and, you know, have I ever questioned anything? And like in a survey.
That's crazy.
Wash my feet. But you go along with it.
That guy at the gym, this guy, like I would just, if anybody came up to me and was like at a gym or something and was like talking to me about God and Jesus, I'd be like, get the hell away from me.
Yeah, that'd be your first sign, right?
Yeah, I'd be like, and if they came back for more, I'd be like, hey, no, I love the devil.
Obviously, I haven't been a huge gym goer in my life, but there was a time when I was like going, I had a couple different gym memberships, and one of the scariest things you ever encounter is the gym talker.
Yeah, I have a lifetime membership I'm never going to use.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Lifetime.
It's amazing.
I know, it's crazy.
You won.
So many people would love it.
Well, yeah, I feel as though I burnt a bridge.
Well,
yeah,
it might be a little awkward.
Yeah.
By the way, there's someone said, am I a perv? I want to meet that Mexican lady who's a sex addict. No, you're not a perv. You're just a dude. Someone else said, if the wife isn't in the mood, I'll pleasure myself in another room or area of the house. Am I a pervert for not waiting for her to leave the house?
No.
If she's not in the mood and you got to take care of business, you take care of business.
It's your goddamn house, too.
No, right. Live together.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's your goddamn house, too.
That's it.
You're damn right.
We've had this one before, and I believe we're all in agreement on this. Is it perverted to jerk off in the bathroom at work? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
That is not a no bone zone.
You can wait till you get home.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. There's no need to do it at work. That means you've got a problem.
If I'm trying to work and I slip in your stuff. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Okay, this woman says, am I a perv if I like to smell my boyfriend's dirty laundry? He does not wear underwear, by the way.
It's weird.
We've talked in, like, a lot about that, that women, like, some women, that's their thing.
The scent. Yeah, yeah, the smell of a man. Yeah,
yeah, those little goddamn pheromones.
But again, if your boyfriend thinks it's perverted, it's all personal choice here. Some guys would think that's super sexy.
I'll say this,
some guys
though,
would be freaked out by it.
What you smell is a big difference. Because if you walked in on a girl and she was smelling your like t-shirt, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But if you walked in and a chick had your underwear
on the butt part,
on the butt part, oh, and had it right on her face like Darth Vader mask, you would be
disturbed.
You'd be creeped out.
Yeah, yeah. I think 99%. There may be the odd
all
guy.
All depends
okay
what
with
they're
that
smelling. Yeah.
But I think most women, if you were sniffing my ass underwear.
But I feel like she is sniffing the pants.
Yeah,
of whatever this guy is worn.
He doesn't wear underwear.
She yeah, she pointed that she out. Clarified. So she's an underwear. She'd be also an underwear sniffer.
So what do you guys think? Pervert or no pervert?
I think we're dealing with a couple of pervs. Get you some underwear and stop it.
But at the same time, if the guy's fine with it, it's more of a fetish than it is perverted. And if the guy's fine with it, then whatever.
Yeah. This guy says next, we're asking... listeners wondering, are they perverted? And if you have a question, you can text us 46969 or call us 1-855-954-6969. This guy says, I like to get women to put various food items in themselves. Does that make me a foodie or a
fetish.
Pervert?
That's a fetish.
You're not a foodie. Definitely not a foodie.
Says, though, sometimes it backfires on me because they want me to put things in my back end, and I'm not into that.
It's a classic.
Well, touche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to shut that down.
Yeah, you shut that
that's
down.
Like, that's the classic
you shouldn't
girl
just be
move.
Having people show sure all kinds of. Yeah. It's not a salad bowl. You got to. There's those bad things that can happen in a vagina if you start just willy nilly putting different fruits and things.
Well, I'd be like, this baby carrot. The strawberry. Everything would be
real tiny.
Yeah.
Two blueberries.
I mean, some dudes are like, eggplant. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, geez.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Here's a female version of a question we had earlier. I like to pleasure myself while my boyfriend is sleeping next to me. Am I a pervert?
That's
what,
just
what
upsetting.
Was that? I missed that.
I like to pleasure myself while my boyfriend is sleeping next to me. Am I a pervert? Wake him up. He'll want to be a part of that. Is there a reason she's doing it to herself? Does
unless
he not please
sucks
her?
That's the thing. He probably just
or
doesn't.
She's just super horny.
It'd be so funny just to tell him the next day, and then he's like up yeah all night.
Oh, no, yes.
Like he never gets
he's
any
like
sleep.
He's like 3 weeks later, he's like, I'm a mess. I'm on my job's hanging on by a thread. I've been staying up for. I'm like one of those kids in the Nightmare on Elm Street movies. Ah, hallucinating. She hasn't done it. I watched the whole time.
I'd tie a string to my donger and then their wrist or something.
Yes. Hey, hey, hey. Yes.
Yes. It's like I'm getting a nibble.
Like the fish.
Yeah, exactly. Like the bobber's going
line
off. Yeah,
on
I got
line
something on my line.
Oh, I got a tongue.
Yeah. Wake right
whoa
up.
Oh, it's a marlin. A horny marlin.
Lisa, that's diabolical, by the way, telling the guy the next day. That's horrible.
Oh, it is.
That's absolutely horrible advice.
Yeah. That's psychologically yeah menacing.
Torture.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're right. He'd never sleep again. My boss is mad. I haven't paid any bills. I just
fell asleep at work
oh
again.
Oh, God. I wrecked two cars.
So see what he'd be snoring?
Is she a pervert? She's not a pervert.
No, she's just sexual.
She's sexual, but I
find
I would,
yourself
I would
one
say,
that does that.
Yeah.
Wake him up.
And, wake him up and have him be a part of it. If you maybe if you don't want him to.
If
but
she wants him to keep sleeping, that means he sucks.
Well, mm-hmm. I think, too, though, like some people get railed all night and then they still need it.
Yeah, they just get railed with another one, no payoff.
Or even they have one, but the, you know what I mean? There are some yeah extremely sexual people.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This person says, am I a pervert for letting my girlfriend perform on me at work?
Yep.
I'm a paramedic and drive a whoa sprint car.
You really narrowed yourself down.
Yeah, don't give
there's not a lot of people that are paramedics and sprint cars.
Well, we know this guy.
Yeah, well, no, he could maybe one of four major cities, so he...
There's only one person on the planet that's a paramedic and drives a sprint car.
Yep, you got that right.
All right.
Is he a perv?
Well, his job's different.
I'd say no.
I think any guy that could get that and not risk losing their job would take that.
But if, like, you had the same setup where, like, Amber came in and was doing stuff to you.
Well, I'm on the air. What's she going to be, under the desk?
I don't know where you guys would do it, but I'm just saying, you shouldn't be able to do stuff at work.
I don't know. If it's like a mutual thing.
That'd be highly disturbing.
It'd be the weirdest day at work ever.
Weird show.
Dave comes in and
all right, okay. Like, well,
nobody knows what to say to him.
I don't know. I mean, I think like if you're in your office and you close the door and everything's closed, but people are like, yeah, I don't know what's...
Huh. No, I'm sure
work is,
you know how many offices so that probably happens in?
Oh, yeah.
That probably happens in most pervy. Offices. Okay, that, by the way, the clothes-sniffing chick responded. She said, I don't smell his pants.
Okay, all right.
Just shirts. His shirts, jackets, you know, fine. Beaters, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's like a common thing.
You're fine.
Because half of attraction is some kind of scent thing. It's out of your control.
It's weird. Pheromones.
For listeners that are wondering if they're perverted, we're trying to help them out here. This next text says, am I a pervert? I like to pleasure myself while looking at my wife's beehole while she is dead asleep.
No, you're not.
No.
I don't even know how you can do that.
How do you make that happen? She must sleep nude.
Ass up. And
she'd have to sleep nude and you'd have to spread.
I don't know.
It'd be hard to make happen. I think if she woke up and saw what was happening, she might think you're a pervert.
Right. But then again, her
and
bubbles
then again, out. Yeah, right. It's somehow her beehole's out.
If she doesn't want anyone to see it, like, you can hide it.
Don't sleep butthole out.
You asked for it, lady. Listen, you're the one sleeping butthole out. You knew you were doing it.
You knew what you've done it since we've been married.
I love that.
Every night.
I love those words together. But then again, her butthole's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Print it.
You know, Lisa nailed it. Lisa nailed it.
That's true. I don't know.
There's easy ways to conceal your butthole. So
easy.
You got panties.
Mm. Well, not even that.
I don't think he's a pervert, though.
I don't think he's a pervert, can see your butthole.
I think he just knows, like, he's into the... he's got a part of her he likes.
Yeah.
And she's probably not all on board with that, but she's half on board because it's out.
She sleeps just ass up.
Yeah.
This guy in...
not do that.
No. This guy in Naples said, funny you're talking about this right now. I just stopped in to use the bathroom at a gas station, walked in on a guy peeing. One of those single-person bathrooms. Mm-hmm. He didn't lock the door. So he's peeing. He turns to look at me and smiles, gives me a nod.
He did that on purpose.
Turns back to finish peeing. I close the door. He walks out, looked me up and down, and walks away.
Yeah,
that's didn't say anything. Silent the whole time. Yeah he's a perv.
Yeah.
Welcome to the bathroom.
Come on inside. Water's warm.
Take a look around with me.
Yeah.
You want to have an adventure?
I could have been that guy. There's a gas station down here that, you know, I stop to get gas at sometimes. Yeah. And one day I really had to pee.
I don't care how bad you have to pee.
Dude.
That's not Dave.
Yeah. No, but I had to. Like, I had to. Jesus. I would have had an accident if I didn't pee right. I had to pee so bad. But the door lock wasn't working.
You went to someplace this way.
Yes. He's pointing in that direction.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
he's insane.
He did. Yes.
He's got balls of steel.
Oh my God. He's lucky to be alive.
To even stop at the gas station there.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. But so the door lock wouldn't work, but I had to pee. So it was same thing. One of these single stall, like one toilet bathroom, right?
Right.
So I just had to risk it that no one would try and open the door while I peed. Because it literally was, I had to go.
Did you have to ask for a key?
No.
Oh.
Is that the scariest pee you've ever taken in your entire life?
Oh, yeah. Like, I positioned myself so that my back was to the wall, to the door, obviously, right? So that even if someone opened the door...
Dude, somebody seeing you peeing is like the least of...
Yeah. That's the least.
Well, that's the least of your problems.
If someone
goes down on you,
you've
won.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It was a good day.
Oh, my God.
Yep, he only went down on me. Thank God. Like, he had a gun and a knife and drugs.
Oh, David.
And needles and had AIDS.
Oh,
okay.
And he had it all. But I'm lucky.
The whole street smart thing.
Your whole
Sometimes you gotta pee even in a bad neighborhood.
I honestly, like,
just missed you. Completely.
Yeah,
he stops at the craziest place, and he's like, "I'm worried about somebody walking in on me."
It's like, were you worried about somebody taking your car? All your money?
Your life?
I'm telling you right now, I would have put the car in cruise control, put my window down. I'm not stopping there.
Exactly.
I'm not stopping.
Do anything but
do
that.
Anything but that. Cruise control, pee out the window.
It took me a minute to see. I was like,
he was pointing.
Yeah, you know where he's going.
He pointed that way.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
Don't ever go that way.
Don't worry about just somebody seeing your pee-pee.
All right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd come in here. I'd tell everybody I'd be so excited if someone just went down on me.
I'd be like, guys, thank God. Oh, my God.
Stopped at the scariest place.
I did. Yeah, he went down on me, but I mean.
That's all that
I'm
happened?
Alive. Yeah, oh, I'm alive. Can you believe
God
it?
God bless.
Can you believe it?
You're just so lucky.
Oh, my God.
You just got blown?
That's it.
I think I stopped at a gas station that way, but with someone, a woman who was carrying.
Oh
yeah. Well, that helps, but even still, they sometimes
have
more.
That was the only way I felt okay.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, she has a gun.
Yeah.
All right.
Dave's got a gun.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.